My name is Elmo Jacob.
And your address?
My address is Box 124, Jonesboro.
Now, could you say a little bit about how the Deacons got started and what kinds of things had happened in Jonesboro that made you start thinking about forming the Deacons?
What started the Deacons to forming in Jonesboro was we asked the Lord to protect our Negroes, and they wouldn't. So we decided we would start us an organization of our own. We organized this Deacon Defense and Justice Organization, and we told them that we was going to protect our people. And we went to work and got a charter. We got a charter by the state. And anytime anybody the Curry come over in our community, we always check them out, see what they're over here for and everything. Before we got this organized, they used to come over to the coal house and want to run the coals out of Jonesboro. But after we got our organized, and we didn't allow no one to come to the coal house unless we had permission to come.
Jonesboro was the first place to have a deacon, wasn't it?
But the first, that's where it was first organized, in Jonesboro. Then it spread.
Uh-huh. And did people from Jonesboro, did deacons from Jonesboro go to different places?
Yeah, we went to Boca Lucia and Verde and all and set up these deacons. And Holman and all, we got deacon headquarters up there. And the Jonesboro was the original place where it first started at.
You were telling me a little bit last night about how your car was shot into. And could you tell about that incident and other things that have happened like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I can tell that. Well, we had a mass meeting at night at the skate ranch. And
when was that?
That was back last summer. And the students here from Kansas, they was here visiting us. And one of them had ran out of gas. His car was over there, and I went up to the station to get him some gas, and the fella didn't have a gas can. And I told him I had a 2-gallon gas can to hop. And he said, okay, well, I turned and started off from the station. A station wagon pulled off ahead of me, a 54 brown Chevrolet. And we was traveling north, and I was behind me. And I seen the fella picked up a gun, carried over the seat like that. Well, I just watched him, and I went to give a signal to turn right off 167. He stopped, and he shot my car with a Sangerbear shotgun. Well, that's made me went to shooting. I shot 4 times, and so him on. They shot with a number 1 buckshot. They shot 14 holes in my car, and well, then I called them. The laws, they wouldn't come over here until the FBI's come, and they try to get me to let them take it over, and I wouldn't. I turn it over to the FBI. So they find out who shot my car and everything, so they didn't do anything with me about it. A few of them tried to talk about, charge me with the attempting the murder and all that kind of stuff, but they never did do nothing about it.
Uh-huh.
So I got my car fixed.
Has there been any other trouble like that?
Haven't been any more trouble like shooting at me since. I've had several threats, but that was over a phone call.
Uh-huh. Have there been any cross burnings?
Since then? Well, there haven't been any.
Or before then?
Well, there have been some burnt before then, but it's way out on the suburbs of town. They won't burn none around in here.
Oh, where's the cross from that's leaning up against the back of this building?
Oh, that was brought from down here pretty close by Y.
Uh-huh. When was that burned?
I was burned last. That's in the summer of 64, I think it was. It's old one.
It's a relic. Would you be able to tell me how many people you have in the Deacons, or don't you?
Well, I wouldn't want to discuss that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.